Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the From Lagos to Love podcast. We're glad to be back with you guys, man. So, how have you guys been now, Jesse? I know you had a
My
whole
it
Valhalla.
was good. So, part of the reason why we even had to even delay this board was because, my mom called me, so she had an accident. Not hard, but she hit someone. So, the person broke her leg. So we had to rush the girl to hospital, like the very closest hospital we could get. And then a lot happened, like I don't think I'm in the right space to start talking so much about it, but
Just a slight
a
summary. So,
lot.
like, what was the reaction of the? That's wild, though. Like, how do
Because
people react, like, in a
let me
situation like
explain it. Let
that?
me just like it's first of all, we're in Lagos, right? So it's gonna be really hectic. She was crossing the road, and then she was probably not looking, and then my mom hit her, and then she broke the side of mirror of the car, and then fell down on the ground, and then she was probably rolling. I don't know. I wasn't there, but then what I saw was that she had a fracture on her leg, like her what's the word? Is it ankle? Like part of the leg moved, like her feet was moving, looking the other way, that kind of thing. So it was really bad, so they had to do a conjoining. That's what they call it. So that is to hold the both bones together. That's her ankle, from her ankle to like the leg itself. They get. So they first rushed out to a proper hospital. But you know what these Yoruba guys now? It's not say like that, but they wanted a native person that understands them very well and family, that kind of person that would help them to treat it more like a. Should I say a specialized doctor? Let me not say a medical one now. I
I
don't
thought
say
it was
native.
on like treating broken bones and stuff like that.
But then the person is not the kind of specialist you're thinking, or it's not like an advanced one or like a well-educated one. It's just like the streets one. Because where this happened was like on the streets, yeah. So they rushed her to the native hospital. And then they decided to treat her there. And this is after going to a normal hospital, and they helped her to stitches, release the blood, clean everything. But then they couldn't work on the bone itself. Because, I mean, I think they said they didn't want to work on it. They had someone else that would take care of it and stuff like that. So they rushed her. They took her from the normal hospital to the specialist. And then the woman wasn't even available. So it was now some other guy that works for her that was trying to work on the leg and stuff like that. So they put her on drip, gave her injection, and then like I said, it's like a native hospital, so there are not going to be so many, it's not going to be like a proper hospital that has all the that has all the old stuffs that you can use, all the old normal hospital requirement and stuff like that. So she just crying because the drugs that they give her are not working at the moment. And then when we came out, we started complaining that this place is not best for her, stuff like that. That in as much as it's a broken bone, and then the person is not available, that they can just take her to somewhere else that they think they'll work on it, and then maybe it should be better, that kind of stuff. But the family was insisting that she's not living here, or that this is a family place, that she has to be here, that kind of stuff. We're there, man. I left my yard around 5 because my mom called me. I left my yard around 5, got there around 6. I've been there since, trying to resolve the matter, trying to make them see sense to taking her to a proper hospital. But it wasn't happening. So we decided to just leave her there. Do you know this same place are billing us close to 300K to fix a broken.
At
It was in
least you
my head.
can't complain. Like, how do you want to complain?
You
Like,
fucking get.
at
Did you get?
least
Although we're in
you
price, though.
bro,
We
you're
had to
lucky they
price.
didn't do you like one M or something crazy to use you to
No,
collect.
we had to price, man, because obviously we're Nigerians, and nobody's going to take anything that comes out of
Wait,
the
they
up.
actually price hospital bill. I never knew
Bro,
that.
that's why I
Not
said it's
hospital
a
now.
specialized. Yes, now it's a specialized hospital. It's
No.
not a normal standard place. Do you get? Let me
Oh.
know. We're the only patient there, like the babe that came there, it was the only patient there. So it's not
Actually,
like when I saw the place, I was like, is this really where they want us to keep this girl? Like, because blood was dripping from this girl's leg. They treated her like they sewed her leg up. So, but they can't fix the bone because they said that they were not in the that they had to rush her to somewhere else that was quite far. And then the parents now started saying that let's take her to the hospital that they know that kind of thing. That they had they know one baba like this that's going to help and stuff like that. So, just but what I mean by Baba, please don't think he's a native doctor. Like the man is
I was actually
actually
thinking native doctor when you said Baba.
a I mean he's just the owner of the hospital, but like he's not like I mean it's a hospital, it's not a shrine. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, bro. Like
But I mean,
I
I'm
just
glad
thought
it's not your mom's, you know. Right.
she I don't know, she's not there, Sha, because I left there like 30 minutes ago, but she already left there. So she went about her own business. She went to go and do what she has to do.
Was
But
she
she has
like
some.
that? Is that the last of it that they will still be billing?
No, they will still be billing now. We haven't going there tomorrow. I'm not going, but like my mom will go there tomorrow.
That's crazy,
Yeah.
man.
It's crazy because the billing is not going to stop till she gets healed. That's what I feel, sure. And it's
Yeah.
going to take a long time. It might probably take like 5 weeks, 6 weeks because it's her leg, man. That shit's going to pain her, man. But then it's busting my head that they gave her injection that didn't work. And I'm like, what?
Okay, are you surprised in that moment? Okay.
Why is she crying? Like, I thought you gave her pain relieving drugs now. Why is she still crying? I'm like, what the fuck is going on, man? She said, I can feel it. I can feel it. But actually, I was like, man, I was first scared when I heard it. I was thinking maybe like the car, like the tires, like crushed the leg. When I now saw it, I was not like, bruh, this shit's not that bad now.
This guy on today is stupid.
Yeah, I mean,
This guy on today is stupid. That's how you know it's bad.
careful, but like it didn't look deep like how these people were actually exclaiming. Like they were saying, "Oh my God, let me not try and yell, but like the way they made it like one big ass case that oh my gosh, she won't work again in this life, bruh. This baby might start working in the next few weeks, man, if they treat it properly." You know
Yeah.
what I'm saying? Like they actually work on a bone, because that's where the issue is. They need to just fix that bone, like
Bro,
probably joint.
it takes a while to heal, though. Man, it's not even weeks, bro. I think it's gonna be months. Like,
And
one.
you know, I think she'll start walking. I'm not saying it's going to be healed completely. Obviously, she'll still be going through pain, and she still has to be taking insulin like for at least 2 months. Let's just say 2 months. But at
Okay.
least for her to start walking again, like bruh, it's not going to take that long, man.
Popsy, what I'll do is I'll connive with the doctor and add like extra 200 on top of it. I'll be an shit.
Bruh,
Bro.
bruh.
I
Let me know. Let me know. Let me.
can't lie.
Let me.
I
Yeah,
don't
listen,
know
listen,
if I have
listen.
American mentality.
Let
Like,
me let you
because
know. Let me
in
let you know
America, if
what.
somebody hits you, niggas are always like, they're gonna pay your school fees. That's a joke. Like, you're gonna pay your tuition if they hit you.
The
So.
mom was super cool. Like she was so calm about. Let me just say calm, but like she was just like, she wasn't looking so bothered. Like she was just like, oh, she'll be fine. She'll be fine. She was the only one telling her. Like the mini siblings that don't worry, she'll be all right, she'll be good. But if you see the way the family members were on the mother, like they were trying to like tell her, oh, like let's take her to somewhere else, let's collect, let's extort these people. That's how they were making it seem. I mean, I don't hear you about it as much, but like I was hearing things about these people have money, these people have money. And I'm like, bruh, it
I mean,
was an
that's
account.
first OCD. No, don't be surprised now. I heard Phil is crazy now. But I mean, bro,
Bro,
I'm glad, like, I'm glad
yeah,
you
that's
didn't
another
surprise me.
topic. Bro. Like that's some serious P, man. The rate was 188. Yeah, 188 for a liter, and then it just overnight went up to 488. Man, like, I don't get it. That's the most time straight of it. Like, so I used to fuel my car for like 12,000. Guy now is almost 30,000.
Damn. What did you say?
Guy, like,
Did
what?
you say you work from home?
Doesn't mean I don't fill my car and I don't I move out.
No, I know, but like, because I remember you say you drive like very little. So,
Exactly. Like, I'm always
people
like,
are now 30K. That's all for you,
I mean,
though.
right now, I won't be able to fill the car again. Like, I'm never going to fill it up.
That accident must have gone crazy then. They must have been joining
Yeah,
you.
it was crazy. Like I swear, if it was me, to God who made me, I think I'd have zoomed up.
Just know if they catch you, they're burning your car, burning your tire.
Where they won't catch you,
they don't play as in, bro. I don't zoom like, because, bro. That because I know the road my mom was on. I know that road well.
But is Nigeria really the place to be doing that and dash like hit and run? Because
I feel like this is the only place. They won't catch you now,
bro. But the potholes, traffic. If you go and do like you just run and you hit that traffic.
Listen. No one is going to chase you, especially when you just finish hitting the babe. Like everybody's going to be on the girls' matter. Nobody's after you. Trust me.
So you everyone was rushing. Hope so you
what?
Never seen before.
Funny enough, man, I have.
you just hit the guy, you know, jam out.
Yeah, it was exactly. I know jam beautifully. I use side mirror.
That's true. That's true. In Nigeria, there is a difference between jam and hit.
And hitting.
Yeah. See, it's a normal thing to hit. So if you're not hitting anybody, you're not driving. Lagos,
yeah, right? I believe that's what I'm saying. Normal.
This is what happened. You hit them and they will hit your bonnet. That's the normal interaction when you're driving in Lagos. That's for you. But I mean, bro, like I'm glad everything's fine. How have you guys been, though, since we last like recorded, man? Like Dayo, what about you? How have you been? Like
number 11 now. Just work that shit, man.
How's Columbus been, man? Did you go to that Niger Nation party? Like,
yeah, bro, I actually did, man.
I thought it was trash.
Yeah, it was dead. No, it was dead. They didn't organize it well. Apparently, like in that scenario on dead guy, you know him, Namaiwa.
Yeah,
I guess was having a problem with the Niger Nation people because he was supposed to be the one promoting the party, and they weren't agreeing on the splits. So I guess he opted out. And most of the Columbus people, most of the people that knew about the party, they really were coming for him, you know. So I think because of that, it was dead, you know. Then.
Oh.
But anyways, you know, it was still fun at the end of the day, but it wasn't as lit as, you know, the hype behind it initially. Because I thought, damn, she about to be lit as fuck. This shit about to put Columbus on the map. Or this and that, but nah, man, it wasn't it at all, man. It was dead as
nah, bro. But Columbus has been looking like it's been having some good African events, though. Like, I've been seeing snaps of like DJ Ra has been,
yeah, DJ Ra has been,
he's
trying
to, he's been the one holding that shit down. Like,
yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean,
Afro like, Nation, call.
Yeah, that's true. For me, I've been obviously work and all that stuff, but last week, I went to Afro Nation with some of my high school friends. It was pretty fun. Jesse is in the group chat that we're in, so we had a good time.
Snaps, you guys fed me well. Like, well, was actually entertaining.
Yeah, like everybody was having fun. You know, niggas were womanizing. bro, Miami is expensive. My God,
bro.
Yeah, everywhere, bro. You know, the guys came. I mean, the first night we all linked, and I saw them like, bro, I want to buy shots for all my guys. Because I won Jules' event. Jules was throwing a party at the beginning of Afro Nation, like the day before. And the club we went to, you know, I'm buying regular drinks, so $20. I said, oh, yeah, give me like 5 shots for my guys. I was expecting like $60, $70 bill, $200. That shit dulled my bro. And see, I love my niggas, bro. But niggas wanted to get boats. Niggas wanted to get sections. So that was billions. We got sections. You know me, I'm not a section guy. Sections be expensive. So each contributing to section, plus you know paying. Just guy, you go out to eat in Miami. One just yourself was $50.
Damn.
Like just bro, food $30.
Wait, what are you eating?
Guy, they will add the food. They will add tax and they will add tip. Like so, it's just a whole bro. Guy,
yeah, was it like with options or just like a meal?
Just a meal, like
I think it's just in general, like
in general, like the average,
yeah, whatever
like,
you get for a decent spending 50 card. That's ridiculous.
Bro, so yeah, it was a lot of money, man. But I mean, it was good. The beach was really nice. You know, I had to get those beach pics off. You know, that's the reason we got tattoos, so you can do all those type of things. But yeah, it was fun. The concert itself was not the best, like in terms of they did that shit in the stadium. How would you do like an Afro?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, like it should have been something like an open, like the beach. You know, if you're going to Miami, might as well utilize the water there, like the beach. So exactly. I understand why they didn't do that, man. But yeah, the performances were good. Rima, Burna Boy performed, Asake performed, Wiz performed.
Whiskey.
We missed most of the performances because we were doing other stuff during the day for like one of the 2 days. Like, because if you we went there early the first day and it was kind of like, you know, when we saw that was what the setup was like in the stadium, niggas were like, but we don't have to come early next time. Like, we'll just come for Burna Boy and, well, because they were performing different days. So we'll come for the rest, like, we'll come at the end, you know. So, but yeah, overall, I'll give it like a 7 over 10. Like, it was not bad. They're doing another one in Detroit, funny enough, but I don't know who's going to go to that, too.
Modo City.
How do you guys react when a guy tries to flirt with you? Like,
a guy,
yeah, and you're not gay, like you react like a guy, you know, he's just approaching you.
I'm not gonna lie,
someone approaching
me. No, it's happened,
no, bro,
to me.
It's happened to me many times.
Yeah,
I think that's the compliment because they said that's how you know you're a fine boy, that even niggas are approaching you. That's how me, I take it. That's how me, I try to write it out like
or
it.
They see something in you.
I don't know what this nigga saw in me.
Oh, God.
This is going to be a good episode. But yeah, no, the reason why I say it is because it happened to me. See, let me give you examples. So the latest example was yesterday because they've opened up the, I don't know if you remember last year, I used to talk about one African sport that was like, it's free every Sundays. Everybody's
right.
Yeah. So they've reopened that. It's in a new spot now. So I had to go check it out for the first time again, you know, and after like they closed down because they moved to a different location and the new location was trash. But yeah, long story short. So I was in there, you know, just chilling. One of my guys from Caleb is in Dallas. So I was chilling with him there. You know, one guy just came beside me. Oh, hi. Are you from Dallas? Like, oh, I was thinking, you know, because guys are just being friendly now. I think guys are just being friendly. Like, you know, but there's a sense, like, after the initial, you know, small talk, home, oh, yeah, man, I'm from Dallas, nice to meet you, blah, blah. The guy asked for my Instagram.
Mm.
That's when my red flag
started
to, like, then he followed me. Then, like, 10 minutes later, I just started liking all my pictures. I was like, ah.
Wait.
So he liked all my pictures. Then I was like, bro. Right. Because even when I was having the, because bro, like, okay, we finished the small talk. What's your name? Hey, bro. I thought he knew the guys in the section. Because what happened was one of his friends was walking down the stairs and the guy fell down, almost fell down. He was a little drunk. So me and he made eye contact and we're laughing that, you know, like, bro, like, look at this nigga. This nigga drunk as fuck. You know, just like, so I guess bro, nigga misread it or maybe because, bro, now, I dressed nice, maybe because of what I was wearing. I was wearing short shorts, like, you know, and I was wearing, like, matching
to. They wear booty shorts, that's why, bro.
No, not
matching ties. It was gauging the ties.
No, I was wearing, like, a matching two-piece.
That's 675 squat ties.
Matching two-piece, even better for
them. But yeah, like, you know, like, some nice set that I bought from Shein, you know, I was trying to rock it, you know, because I was feeling fly, you know, trying to feel fly. It was trying to look good. But guy, it was not the demographic I was trying to attract, dude. But like, yeah. So the nigga now like messaged me, "You're so handsome, bro. Why the same person, guy?" He's about to now leave, and I went to the other side, like of the party, bro, because I was like, "Bro, this is so awkward." And I'm like,
"Yeah, bro."
I let this guy know I'm not even, bro. I not told him thanks, broski.
Wait, what's going on?
I said thanks, broski. You know, because bro, see. See, I thought that would dead it. Then the guy now said, I was like, he, I didn't respond. You know, I said, sorry. I was like, nah, bro, like, see, I understand. Like, I know I'm a fine boy. Like, so it's not, it's not even, it's not beef. It's not beef. So, because it's just like me now approaching a woman, thinking, what if the woman is gay? You know, you never know who you're approaching or who. So maybe because of how I was dressing, or maybe because I was dressing nice, he thought maybe that. Because you know, there's this stereotype that gay niggas dress like,
they have good fashion sense.
Good fashion sense. So maybe, because my fashion sense is okay, that like maybe that But no, like, bro.
Well, how did you let him know? Like,
did yeah, I said, bro, I have a girlfriend, bro. Like, oh, I said, oh, I have a girlfriend.
Best. That was one of the best things to tell.
Bro, like, because I don't want to be paranoid for the, because my own was like, I didn't want to stop my car and I'd be like, bro, I was not even trying to do
yeah, that.
But, you know, so I just was like, okay. When he now said you are handsome, is when I was like, okay, I can let this guy know. See, I have a girlfriend. I'm not even, like, swinging this way, blah, blah, blah. And just like, oh, sorry, no offense. I like, nah, it's no offense. Like, I was like, thanks, bro. Like, yeah. I thought the initial broski would let him know.
Like, yeah, that broski sounds like, oh, my bro, can slide that way.
The first time it ever happened to me was in Clubhouse, those Clubhouse days. So, like, you know, there was this Nigeria, like, LGBTQ room. Let me click and hear what these niggas are saying.
Mistake. Now you
you don't see, bro, me, I like listening to topics like that, you know? Like, I like listening, bro, me, I don't, you know, me, I don't care about, like, my own opinion on gay people is that you can do what you want to do, but it's not going to affect me. Like, bro, I've had many gay friends. It's not a big deal to me. So, I'm no longer... So I just like, let me hear what they're saying.
You're an ally. That's what happened.
Ally. Uh-huh. Yeah. I try to be. I kind of like that trans one. I don't know, but like, I'm an ally. Guy. Like,
but there's no phobia, Sha, for any.
There's no phobia. Yeah, so I just let me hear what they're saying, bro. Niggas started following me on Instagram. Like, they decided to just like my story and started to DM me like 3 or 4 niggas, bro, at the same time. I was like, bro, relax now. Come on, bro. Like, I'm not that handsome. Like, you don't have to be doing all of this.
Nah, bro. It was back in the day, bro. I used to be pissed off, bro. You'll go club like this, and I'm like, you know, you're trying to get babes, and guys will come to talk to you, bro. One time, bro, one guy was trying to dance with me, bro. I had to, like,
oh,
bro,
you get that hot calm, bro. So, like,
bro, I was like, this guy, chill, man. Like, and the guy was relentless. He was just staring at me, like, he tried to dance.
Yeah, you got it. They're always relentless. Like, they always feel that they have the upper hand to actually do what they can at that moment.
See, it's because they are men, bro. This is how men are with women.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Men.
Like, literally, like, that's how we are to women. So,
yeah, I mean, just imagine.
It makes you understand what women are going through.
Yeah, bro.
Yes, because you tell them.
Like, it's not even just one nigga.
But they're moving closer.
It's like, imagine walking down the street, like, 3 or 4 or 5 niggas are trying to talk to you. Like, so... Like, I'd be understanding what they be going through.
But yeah, just imagine.
Like, that was just something interesting that I was like, let me...
But just imagine...
Let me see what you guys... How would you guys react? Jesse, how would you react, though?
Bro, it hasn't happened to me, but, like, I think I'll be cool about it. Because, like, I used to see them around, but, like... I mean, what do you want to do in the first place? Like, you just have to be, you know, polite. Tell them... Tell them that, okay, guy, I get babe. I'm all right. I'm straight. Then they should be able to
move. You know what I said? I said, what if he grabs your yansh? It's like,
I go press my own back.
Relax.
That's wild, though. That's wild.
That's wild.
Oh, so
Jesse, I suspect you now, bro.
You want to come out, bro?
I suspect
you. The guy said you press his own back.
I press my own back now.
What are you going to press? How you press? What are you going to press?
Yeah. Which side?
What are you going to press?
Front or back?
No, I guys be the back. Now I got to press front. So it's in to the press.
Yeah, it's game.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, man.
That's game. No, but that was, it's supposed to be none.
But like, instead of pressing, I'll just tap it. And I'll be like, stop it.
That's game. That's game, broski. That should be the name of this episode, broski.
Like, Broski.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. But I mean, like, I think you should just be polite, man. Like, there's no manner, there's no way you should just approach it so rudely or whatever. Like, in as much as the person like slaps your ass, you just be like, guys, stop it, man. Like,
no, now
that slap ass is a different level, though.
No, it's a different level. That one you can fight.
It's a different level, but you're outside.
No, you can't fight. You have to fight, bro.
Yeah, you have to fight.
The thing is, why would you want to put yourself in that situation?
Why would he touch
you?
Like
have
that?
To leave this.
You see, sound like a victim blamer.
Listen. You have the opportunity to actually walk away and respect yourself in as much as fighting someone that just slapped
you. Don't talk this thing outside, Jesse.
See, listen. If it's one-on-one, like the person is in my yard or I'm in the person's house or like we're in an enclosed place, bro, obviously we'll rack it. You get what I'm saying? But if I'm outside, okay, there's nothing I can do. Let me know, like, to slap my... I'll just tell you, bro, don't try it again. I can give you a face.
Like, if you try it again, what will you do?
I can land a punch on his fucking nose.
I thought you said...
It's disrespectful now. It's disrespectful.
I thought you said you slap your own back.
You
know. What happened to that one?
Because I want you not to, that you're still doing it. It's different if you just did it. You get that one, it can be a reaction from him. That okay,
let's go deeper now. What would you do for us?
What would I want?
If you slap it and you not like it?
What? I mean, I already know I won't like it, so I don't think that's what it
is. Bro, I'm trying to take the podcast to the next level.
No. But as a guy, I ever slapped your ass before?
Nah, that's...
I mean, they slapped mine before. They slapped mine before. Like, man, but like...
On a sporting type P, like...
Playing ball. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. No,
sexual type shit.
Yeah. Bro, even babe, bro. One time I went to the club, bro. One babe just...
Guy, babe, they slap my ass for free.
No, you're talking about... Yes, they okay. But my dick, bro. Anything, and I want chubby babe, bro.
That's why.
I want chubby babe. And that's the thing, the way she hit it too. Like, it actually hurt. She hit it like on my balls, actually, bro. Like,
she did it intentionally. She wanted
to bro. And she looked at me like, bro, I was mad, bro. I was like,
ugly babe. You be sick.
Bro, was an ugly babe, bro. And my guys were not telling me that, how you go do like that, man? I'm like, you mad? Like, why is she now touching my balls like that, bro? I was annoyed as fuck, bro. I was mad as hell, bro.
But girls have slapped my ass before. They won't touch itself, but like that was back in the days, when I was in the world.
But now, like,
I think it's back in the days. Something happened last week.
The one
I wanted to ask you guys is, what's the wildest thing that you have said to a girl when you're having sex with her? The reason why I brought it up, I know we're probably going to talk about this.
That's crazy, though.
Yeah, the guy said, is your boyfriend this hard? That's crazy, yo.
Why you're having sex with someone? Like, why are you even bringing up the boyfriend in the first place?
Bro, exactly, bro. That's turning the guy on.
But I think that's his filter because, like, he knew, I think it was the one recording, right?
Yeah, I don't know who was recording, but whoever, like, the guy was like, is your boyfriend this hard? I'm like, bro, relax now. Fuck the beef. Which one is your boyfriend this hard?
Do you want to try the boyfriend? I don't know.
Like, bro, relax, bro.
Like, I don't like to... That's scary if I'm even going to put it like that. Like, because why are you hitting... That's the side piece, right? But my point is, why are you hitting a beat and recording an audio of it? Like, that means you can do and undo a lot of rubbish, man. Especially if it's the only, I don't think it's the only that recorded. But if he's the one, that stuff is fucking scary because we would have done it for Caramel, we would have done it for so many other girls.
Did he smash Caramel?
I don't understand. Like, it's not, I don't know what it's saying.
Wow, I didn't know now. I thought that Caramel was dating... What I saw was Caramel and Bonaboy's PA. Or something like that, man.
I think they were a thing. I don't know, man. Like, I don't really get the story straight. But, like, my point is that so many girls would have gone through that, man. And that's just so downgraded from him. Like, for someone like him. If you're recording a video, then that's different. But not audio. Like, what are you... in telling, like, you can smash girls or what? Or who are you sending the VNs to? Because that shit didn't just sound right. It didn't sound right to me, man. I just felt that...
So you know, sex tape, man.
I want to record one, actually. Like, I have plans to.
Even Michael Jordan get highlights.
No, just for yourself. Not like you want to like post it anything, but like you want to have one for yourself, especially if you know the person very, very well and you trust the person too as well. So maybe you guys just have this.
Keeping shit like that on my phone. I'd be like deleting it.
Yeah.
I always,
I respond to the messages. Like, I don't like
I don't download it from the. If I want to watch, I go into the message, and I go and watch. Like I don't go and like.
Right.
Yeah, right. Because that's just leak. But I hope that you are palming like properly. Yeah, you are finished. Like, good. They said like this Tion Wings own leaked or something, and they said that guy was. Yeah. I didn't see it though, but I heard like he was like. He was doing nonsense, and bro,
I saw it. It was just basic, man. Not like it was, you know, it was just basic, man. Like, well, man, people be doing some crazy stuff, man.
So you are rating a strong game of the game. That's crazy.
I'll say it's 5/10.
That's wild. That's wild, though. you saw us now, bro. Like,
yeah.
You're suspicious, bro. Like.
Someone actually showed me. It's not like I went to go and look for it.
The guy and the guy were watching it together. That's
Bruh, he showed me.
Because I wish a nigga cannot come to me and show me that kind of thing. He has to
bro, peep this.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. That's some driver pee, bro. You remember that? Yeah, that's some driver pee, bro.
Relax.
Well, that's fine, bro. My houseboy showed us porn. My houseboy, yeah, when I was in Nigeria, our houseboy showed us porn one day.
Bro, all those houseboys are driving.
My mom still came in from behind, like, and just grabbed the phone. I wonder if you guys watching. And she just put it direct, bro. We scattered.
Bro, my driver, bro, that guy, we would just go somewhere, like, and with my mom, see, I'll be in the car. This guy will just start watching porn. I'm like, dog, in the middle of day, in the day, bro, 3 p.m. on that hot sun. Why are you watching porn right now, dog?
Ever porn.
Yeah, they inside AC now, if you want.
My first ever, like, porn, like, viewing was, like, I came back home, and I saw it, yeah, my driver house boys, I had... While watching on the TV, like this was,
bro,
yeah, this was like
big screen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like what?
You know, bro, remember guys, see, remember Caleb. If you walk down Jumo Balogun, there was this
44p.
Guys, bro, remember they used to sell CDs now, like that you select.
Of course, yes, though.
Guy
on the road, that's CMB road.
101.
Oh, like, yes, now early in the morning at night. I used to see it now. I think I've even picked one this from there.
Yeah, I remember in school that they catch niggas with porn on their phone. They were like,
bro, wait, can you remember the person they caught? Was it Shion? I don't know if you can remember the person.
I'm gonna put people's name here, man.
That's true. You can scrap that part, scrap that bit, please. Scrap that part.
If they catch you with phone, that's wild. Then they will
First of all. Guys, so that remind me, was it?
I don't remember not, the person, like specific.
Wasn't that light skinned babe and one guy that we both know very well?
Bro, I just know they caught somebody because I know exactly. They, like two or three.
Because it was a case now. Was it a serious case now?
Well, anything sexual in high school, they make it a serious case. Like if they catch fucking or anything. But I couldn't even believe niggas were doing any of that, like, as much.
Bro, he's the one.
I was so innocent, gay
guys, because now all boys school now. They caught some guys, yeah.
It has to happen. If you're
real? Yeah. And the guy really the boss, man. The guy big nyash. So it was like, it makes sense that. You understand? It makes sense because... The guy has big that year.
Okay,
man.
The reason I'm too happy.
Nah, relax.
that's wild. That's a wild.
I guess it makes sense.
But what's good on this podcast?
Nah, the guy was double cheeked up on a Thursday, man.
That's wild, though.
Okay, man.
That's crazy.
You want to hop straight in? It's been a bunch of shit that has happened since we started, man.
Let's dive into music, man.
Yeah, new music. So. Yeah, starting off, you talked about Reman's project. So what do you guys feel about it now? Like, it's been like a couple of weeks since it dropped. Like, Reman has been going crazy. I've been we're witnessing the next big, like, Afrobeat star. Because, guy, he's hacking India. India's population is insane.
Crazy. Do you get
bro, like, 1 point something billion people. So if he can get that market, along with, like, he already has a Nigeria market. Now he's capturing the US market.
That's African market too. Like, that's true. He has a lot
African market. Like, he's definitely going to overtake, like, Wiz. Burna Boy is doing his thing now, but I think Rima is going to be, like, he's going to get to that level. Like, I think I see him like a Bad Bunny type, because he's so versatile. Like, he can do up any sound. And one thing that he has over Bad Bunny is that he can speak English. Like, people... No, English matters, bro. Like, in,
of course not. Especially
in terms of, like, why do you think Premier League is the biggest league? Do you think it's because, like, it's because Chelsea? It's because it's English, bro. Like, they have the benefit that they speak English. Like, the commentators, everything is in English. Like, it's not like La Liga, where, like,
language.
Like, and the British use that to spread it. They are the first to start the game to, like, English plays a big factor in it, and I feel like that would help him when it comes to, because that's becoming like a universal, it's already a universal language for most people. Yeah. So the fact that he can sing and he can do all these like melodies and all that stuff is like, I'm happy for him, Sha. Like, and it's still like 20, I think he's 22 or something now. So, like, imagine Rima at 27. Like,
that's quite young.
Yeah. But how do you guys feel about the drops now? Like,
I mean, he dropped an extra four or five songs?
I think
I just picked Charm.
Three or four.
Oh yeah, it was four. I picked Charm, I picked Hove, HOV, and that's it, man.
Those are my favorite two, too. Charm is the song of the summer to me right now. Like,
yeah, well, that song is dope, man. That song, I mean, some people like the lyrics, man, because they're insulting, like, people's father. I don't care, man, like.
It's not a lie now, exactly, it's spitting facts now, I mean
maybe the manner of approach was wrong, but like, I mean, it's still spitting facts a bit.
So people are actually texting over that, like, I'm confused.
Yeah, so no trust me, people didn't like the song because of just that verse. It was like a controversy when it came out, like,
I might when I've been at the clubs and stuff, like, people have been singing that part. That part
gets me. Do you get, like, I don't know why some people are actually pissed about me. When I hear that, I like
because pop stars are poor now. Like, niggas pop stars are really poor, man. So why would they fix?
Like,
it's not saying it's letting you know that, like, your whole lineage.
That's richer than your folks.
So,
like,
richer than your folks. So.
I mean, man.
I don't believe them, guy. Like, Nigeria is, you know, poverty capital of the world. So
that kind of thing.
Like, but what else? Asake dropped. How do you guys feel about it? So he dropped on my piano. Then he dropped another song again. With Olamide. Was it on my piano?
Yeah.
No. New religion.
So he dropped another one. New religion.
Yeah, really? Yeah, I think I prefer that new religion to my piano for some reason, man. Like, that song sounds so dope, man.
Can I play that new religion? Let me see. I'm not heard that.
Yeah. Do. Like, that song's dope.
Let me play it. Like, oh, you want to play?
Yeah. I got my shoe.
Oh, you have everything connected.
Remember what the Minnesota? If you need a bower, I copy to my mother. Black face, look hard life. I just chop life, no stress, living soft life. I don't know how I survive this tall life. Girls, so I get my baby reach for.
It's okay, it's a nice jam.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting tired of that Asake format though. Like, that style is using, like, I love, you know, we all know how much I love Asake, but like, I've heard a lot of it now. That
I feel you.
Yeah, because it's like,
I think like, you're getting to the place I was after listening to the whole album.
Yeah. Like, because it sounds good, but like, it's the same shit. I feel like he needs to vary it in a way where, like, maybe instead of maybe the part where, like, you know, he always has a part in the songs where he uses his voice and he does like the choir. Yeah. Like,
exactly,
maybe he gets like a woman or somebody to us to do it.
Bro, he's not getting anything. That's FL, man. I think it's FL.
No, I'm saying maybe he for him to vary it a little bit, like as a suggestion. Oh. Maybe if you want to still keep that sound, but like just make it a little bit different. Maybe you get another voice to do some of the effects, or I don't know, maybe you change the drums, or I don't know, or just vary the way you flow on it, like because it's kind of sounding like it's the same song with just like slight variations to it. Because the way he even approaches the verse and everything is kind of like the same on most of the songs, like. But I mean, it still sounds good. Like I'm a piano. I started feeling that way when I heard I'm a piano, but I still have it on my playlist. Like piano, like I'd be singing it when they play it in the club. Like, but yeah, like I even felt like this Dasha K is like among the top most streamed Nigerian artists ever, like top 20 or something like that. Like in this short space of time, like
who's number
one? I think it was Burna Boy.
Mm. Oh, for real?
Dreamer was like when he topped. Dreamer was Burna Boy, Wizkid, Davido. Then Dreamer was like right behind Davido. It's very similar, like statistics. 3-something billion streams. Because if you think about it, bro, Davido be dropping hits like almost every year. So no wonder he's like there. And it's been monster hits now, like. And it's so weird, like Davido's hits be so obvious. Like when I heard Unavailable, I knew like this was going to be
it was a jam.
I knew this was going to, it was so obvious, bro. Like it's so weird.
Even
like,
with Phil. I felt Phil too would be a big song.
Like Phil would be a big song. Panty. I knew like bro, I don't know, man. Some that album has some really, really good songs on it.
Yeah.
Like
Our Way too is mad.
Bro. That album, my age, in my age, like, can be like a classic,
bro. That's why the name is timeless now,
yeah.
Like, because there are some bangers on it that are unavailable. He went crazy with that dance because the dance is so easy and it's like,
right,
so catchy, like, and you know, but me, I don't know how to do it still. Like, I don't know,
but I never will learn now,
yeah, bro. I don't want to embarrass myself, like. I'm doing the wrong, and you know that's how you go viral on Twitter. And I'm doing the wrong ass dance, like
just yourself on Sunday Note.
I didn't even follow this thing. I made the mistake of following like Insta blog and all these pages, and bro, my feed, all I see now is that I have to unfollow that shit.
It's the shade room, bro. Follow the shade room.
I unfollow the shade room too. I'll follow it, bro. You got tiring, like you scroll, shade room. Like it's okay. And it's not even like interesting news that you want to see. Yeah. It's like all these useless B-list celebrities that just pack themselves in there. Like
it's a B-list. I'm dead.
It's like B and C list. All this like reality TV show. Yeah. Like I don't give a fuck about that. So
I feel you.
Like so I've been thinking, but one day let's talk about that one. I almost forgot about that, man.
There's not much things to say about that album.
Well, did we talk about it already? I feel like we did. Did we?
No, we haven't. No.
Okay. Yeah. So, like, man, where do you want to start?
Like, yeah. That album.
You guys like any record on it? Dude? Let's start with it.
I did. I don't lie. I liked Ibilibi. I liked what's the name of the other song again? I'm trying to look at it. Like the songs, they are not much. There are not a lot of songs to like there. Okay, apart from the single. I like Ichook, and then I like that's all. That's about it. That song with T-Pain is so trash,
bro.
I was like,
what was Wonderful thinking, man? That American thing he tried to do was I could do the demographics.
When I saw that song, I was going to be like, fuck, this is like photocopy of Wandy. DJ, this is what we've been waiting for. Like, it sounds so much alive. Let's hear it. I was like, I don't want to hear it anymore. I was halfway and I was like, nah, I'm done. What? No, one disappointed me, man. Like, in so many songs, not just that song. I think it was one from the beginning of the album. Like, that Nobody Holy. Like, trust me, man. It has a vibe to it, but it's not what I want to listen to. I want to listen to a song that I'll be like, oh my God, let me play it again. Not a song I'll be like, okay, it's part of Wandy's album. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, it's not a song I can single-handedly add to a playlist. I don't think I can add any song on the album. Okay, apart from the one with Wizzy and Olamide to a playlist. I can't. There's no song on that album like I add to a playlist. Like nothing. The all songs are just going to be songs for the album. That if you want to just play the album at any odd time, you can play it. Like there's no slapping. There's no hard jam. There's no jam that you'd be like, oh my god, this is blowing my head off. Like nothing. And it disappointed me so bad because I really wanted to hear this album. Like, and I took my time for it too. Because after giving it first try, I was like, okay, it's first try now. Let me keep on listening. Bro, I've heard the album like at least, I'm not exaggerating, but at least 6 to 7 times. Like the whole album. Because I mean, it's not even that long. It's just barely an hour. And I still don't like the album. So that album is trash, I beg. In my own opinion, it's not even good.
I mean, Dario, what about you? What do you think?
Same, bro. I can't even name these records on the album, man.
Do you get like there's no song that is you can click like, over your head.
Like even Ebele B, Icho. Yeah, man, but it's just they're all made to me, to be honest.
Yeah. It's mid, some mid, bro, mid. I agree. Mid.
Yeah.
Yeah, mid.
It's all mid.
It was very like underwhelming.
And to be honest with you, I don't even know what to expect from One Day anymore. You know,
so, I mean, after this, I don't think I would expect anything again.
Yeah, even before, like, I didn't know what to expect from him, to be honest with you. Like, I feel like
before, all I was hyped to from that K-Passo, I was hyped because I mean, he has not given us an album in the longest time, bro.
Yeah.
The last album he dropped was in 2015, I think. Mm-hmm. I think that was the last album, which was a classic as well. I mean, it wasn't like Motion to More Heat kind of classic, but it was a very good album. The song that had Weasley on it. It has so many other nice songs. I can't really remember the album. But I mean, if I should play the album right now, trust me, you guys will remember so many of the songs.
Right.
But bro, if I play this album in 2023 November, bro, you still don't remember any song.
Right.
Like, no, this album was not it, man, at all. That wasn't it, man.
But this song is mad, dude.
Yeah, people are starting to say it's trash. I was like, what is that tripping?
The thing about Burna Boy is like he's good for that fresh air music all the time. Like that problem that I feel like you're having with Asake, you never had that problem with Burna Boy, man.
He's too versatile.
He's too versatile. He can do anything and it's fire, man. And he does it. And this is the difference in the versatility that I feel like people claim Rema has, because Rema has versatility, but I feel like he just be doing nonsense, man. He just experimental. This is my last time I'm talking about this Rema thing, man. Yes, he's a superstar, but that versatility, I just feel like it's not as good as, you know, I feel like he should concentrate on something first and be good at that thing. Because Burna Boy, everything he does, he's good at it. And there's no questions about his ability. But with Rema, it's just, I feel like we're just trying something now. It's just because it's Rema. That's why we're fucking with it. Like, to be honest with you, like, the sound is so, it's so raw to me. Like, it doesn't sound finished. It just sounds like an idea, like a freestyle real quick. And boom, it's out. And that's how Rema sounds to me. But with Burna Boy, man, like, look at this. This is just something different. It takes me back to that Outside album, man.
It's a sample. I like how they use a sample.
Yeah, what song did they sample?
It's a Brandy song.
Top yeah. It's giving hip hop.
Go type. Yeah. AOT2 says something good that it's tailored to American audiences.
Yeah. Giving hip hop. Blah, boom, bap.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom. Let me see. What's the name of the song? I think it's Top of the
Road. Is Burna Boy dropping an album too?
He might too. Like, really, that whole Grammy bug, he'll probably be dropping an album almost every year now. Like, because if you think about it now, it's part of that label machine where, like, they probably have everything ready, then just do it. Like,
are we surprised that Eli Asake dropped another album?
I'm kind of surprised too, especially if the way it's sounding, because two or three of these songs, so if it's going to sound like that other album, like. Yeah.
Because if you look at the records now, 230, Amapiano, and this new one too, very, very similar.
I like 230.
No, 230 is fire. They're all nice songs at the end of the day, but it's like it's the same thing, you know, like it's the same thing. That Amapiano vibe. Even the fact that he put Amapiano on there, I feel like he's unashamed. you know, the bro, person.
He's claiming it. If I was him, I would have called it on my piano. Like,
right, that would have been that would have made sense.
Like, it would officially legitimize that on my piano.
Yeah. On God, that's it. Because the way Africa, the way we naming all these genres too, this Afro Adura too, apparently
Afro depression,
Afro depression,
Afro autism.
Like, you can imagine
Afro Ote.
Yeah, what do you guys think about this Odumodu Burna Boy meeting?
Meeting. First off, I don't even know where Odumodu came from, bro.
Bro, like, bro.
No, you of course.
It's everywhere now.
Dude, yeah, it's everywhere, videos, man. Like, you see, that is ad. I don't know. That one ad that he did. I think
it's an industry plant.
Bro, it has to be, man. It has to be. Because how did he just from where to where?
Like,
he said that was the first time traveling as well.
I'm not that
close. Do you feel like, you remember, you know this guy, I feel like the reason why he's blowing up, because his sound is kind of like that Black Sheriff sound. Or am I off here?
I think you are.
Ooh, no, Odumodu. No,
Black.
Odumodu. Yeah.
Nah, I don't hear Black. I can understand what you mean, the way Black Sheriff, like.
Yeah, I can understand, but like, not the sound.
Black Sheriff sort of like raps like he's talking.
Attitude.
Like,
this is attitude.
Yeah, he's the vibe. Yeah, I understand what you mean. Not exact. It's not a direct. Because
it's not the sound.
His voice in a different way, like
because the way that Black Sheriff 2 went off like that with that rapping, you know that whole.
Odumodu is a huge throwback. He's a throwback to like early 2000s.
Yeah, them Mode 9 vibes.
Mode 9, LD, like he's of that ilk. Like of like just older Nigerian rap. That's why I like him. Like, he just takes me back to high school when we used to love Nigerians used to love rap, man. Like
yes, no.
But when they used to grow up,
I wanted to be a rapper.
50 Cent, Nelly, guy, you are a rapper. No, you are. You just feel rapper. You're upcoming. Upcoming, Roy Jeezy. I was there, now I remember.
Yeah, it's a spin bag, man.
Oh man, but yeah, bro, Nigerians are very like rap. I don't know. Afrobeats then now took over, I think is what happened. Like, cool hits and cool, that era came and it started with Afrobeats, and it never looked back. Because, bro, I remember standing Ice Prince now and MI. Guy, Ice Prince was that we used to joke on Twitter, Ice Prince bars. That's how much Nigerians loved, like. Rap, like, man, I remember 50 Cent used to be huge in Nigeria. Like, that's when people try to argue with me, like, 50 Cent or Lil Wayne speak. It's so hard because I remember both of them growing up in Nigeria. Like, bro, Lil Wayne used to be full of everybody's. Remember back then, we used to send some
Nokia time now, Nokia 1100.
Bro, flash drive days.
Yeah, man. LimeWire.
You needed a flash drive with like 30 gig.
Right, man. The time that you take your phone to Computer Village and they will put songs on you for you.
Bro.
That time you win. Bro. You win.
Bro, they'll put songs, they'll put games. Bro, getting old, man. Look at how I talk.
Another thing is that 50 Cent era too, is with that G-Unit alone terrorized Nigeria, bro. Like, G-Unit shirt, the 50 hats, that NY hat.
Bro, Nollywood is the best.
Oh, God. Nollywood, the mic.
Bro, look at the fashion in the early 2000s Nollywood now. Like, when they wanted to depict somebody coming from America, they always dressed like an early 2000s rapper with, like, the durag, all this Igwe, Tupac.
Exactly.
Like, Nigerians love that durag back then. Like, it's funny, too, because early 2000s style is coming back into fashion now. I'm beginning to notice it.
It is already, man. It's already
it's coming back into fashion. Everything
now it's called Ote.
Ote.
All these baggy
people are dressing in baggies.
I'm surprised that baggy came into fashion, bro. I would have
done,
like, because most stuff was going skinnier and skinnier. Bro, I remember those days of super tight.
Yeah, and I'm actually surprised that baggy went out of style. Like, because the way it's like fire now, man. I'm like, bro, why did she ever go out of style? Like, I can't wear skinny jeans now. You got me fucked.
Yeah, I can't wait. I feel awkward wearing skinny jeans. Like, why did she so tight, bro?
Yeah, like what?
Like, but I remember there was an era for skinny jeans, though. Like, there was an era for skinny jeans. Like, so going back to new music, Which other songs came out? Do you see the snippet that Ira Star dropped? Like,
what is this a song?
Let me send it to Daya. I don't know if you want to play.
It's on our page.
Just type Ira on Twitter.
On Twitter.
But I think I said this Tyler and Ira song.
Nah.
Girl, the name of the song is Girl Next Door.
There's a new Afrobeat sound coming in. And I think Santi is the one that introduced it. This No Days Off. Like, hi. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Let me
see.
Yeah, like, Dayo, if you... Yeah.
Are you found... the Ira Star jump.
Yeah.
I hear the tennis song, yeah. Yeah, but this is hard, though.
Yeah, it's time Santi told me the way. For me.
I can't wait for the song to come out, man. Like,
yeah, you said Pukudi, Abi.
Yeah, play Santi, Cross Santino, show me the way.
That's one.
I heard nice. Of this type of style.
And this Arasta babe, not babe, not fine girl.
Yeah, she's young, bro.
Bro, guys, relax now. She's guys,
she's 118.
Relax, bro.
Guy, you see how they be judging niggas on Twitter? They said I've been doing that for more than 5 years. They judge you.
Stop. My dad is older than my mom with more than 5 years.
My own are 11 years, so relax.
You see, like, it's a long time.
Bro, they've been using the weird standards, bro. They said, like, now, like, I saw people arguing once that, like, a 23 and a 25-year-old are not... Bro, I'm like, bro, what are you guys talking about? You guys are not in the real world, man. Yeah. Like, bro, yes. Once you get past 21, I feel like it's fair game.
Yeah.
Get anybody you want, like, yeah.
You're ready for marriage.
It's not the popular.
Yeah.
Present.
It's sampled, OTLA. MK about to make that dope. OTLA. See, most of the nation from Mending. Tell her the fact you don't be today. See, come go to Mosi, the Mosi day. Want to come to like day. Want to come to like day. Show me the way, I go show you the way. Let's go. All of my niggas today. To see that you know the pain. I sell it full like a hate. Wake up in the morning and I talk to myself. Is this the end? I feel so free. I can't deny. I keep to myself. So... Can we even talk about Pokoli? That Pokoli
has been out, bro. That guy has been out.
I'm like, bro. And from dancing to artist now, and this guy too is international. He's doing his movies. He's doing shows internationally too, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous, man. Shout out to that guy, man.
Yeah, I'll give him his props, man. Like, the guy is trying, that's clear.
And this, you know, he's back now. Sultan, so what do you say about this sound? It says Afro pop, I mean, what?
I don't even know. It's Afro EDM. Like, I don't know. Afro, like, I don't know what. It's like super fast. Like, it's like, it's like dance music now.
I want 10 BPM.
Huh?
Yeah, no, good. Yeah, it's fast, super fast. One time,
like super fast. I'm trying to. It's very similar to what like Drake and Co have been experimenting with. Like, let me play this song. From this is, you know, this old Beyonce Drake, like Drake dropped the whole like album. Tenny 2 did it with that. No Days Off. That one too is a banger, man. Like Tenny went crazy on that. I love that they experimented. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, Tenny chopped that song well, man.
That's the thing with Afrobeats too. That's why, like, Afrobeats always evolving.
It's so diverse.
Yeah,
it's
yeah, always exactly.
Been, always bringing.
Bro, I'm getting so tired of rap music now, man. Like, all these new rappers are not doing it for me. All this Lado or
anything new like this, bro. I didn't change the song.
Hey, like, it's not even, bro. I thought I was the only one. AOT2 tweeted it today, like, I don't like rap music anymore. And I'm feeling the same way. I barely go to my rap playlist anymore now. I'm primarily.
The only rap playlists I have are the ones I've had for like Yes. You keep on going back to them to keep on playing. But any new one, I don't create.
All these NBA young boy.
Show me his face, I don't know the guy's face. Bro. I swear to God, I've heard his name like thousands of times, but I don't know his face. Chopper, is it NDA? NDA or what Chopper. Do you call it?
Even this little, I don't want to say little dog, but into part of them. All this
bro, add him. I don't. What do you mean you don't want to say? Add him. Little dog. Little who else again? Little Baby is different. Let's put him in a different place. Little Baby Gunner, they are different. Let's just say they are different. They have blown. This one's blown. This one, the other ones that I was talking about, they've only blown in America. Oh.
Yeah.
Nobody
knows
that.
Only America, like, they could be.
Yes, do you get? They're not big. They're not international. They're just known very well in America. They're making that cheddar, so nobody's arguing that one. But they're not known outside their country, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I want...
The quality of music they're making now, I don't think
it's... Yeah, it's rubbish now. They're making rubbish music. I don't call it rap. I think it's trap. It's not even rap, man. Like, these guys are not rappers.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going to call rappers, I'll call Davis. And Davis dropped a class. Let me say classic, but he dropped a dope out project early this year, man. Like that's a rapper.
What happens to the rappers like The Game? All these guys, bro.
Like The Game, Dre,
even Future Self, bro. I mean, Future has been
Future's
a good album. His last album was really good.
Future is coming. No, don't cancel Future.
Future's coming. Daddy, have you?
My uncle, senior brother.
They don't.
It's pissing me off. I didn't want to release Togga off, man. That shit hurts as fuck. Like, I need that guy out of there, guy. Yeah. Like, I'm a big Togga fan, man. I really love Togga's music.
Yeah,
Togga. Future and Drake, like, they know how to evolve outside of rap and they know how to adapt. Like, I'm tired of hearing the killer shit. Like, I used to love that shit, but like it's enough now. Like the up killing music and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like
even the drug music. You know, Future used to talk so much about Percocet, so much about Molly, all these things.
Yeah.
Now, if you listen to his music, it's basically just babe, how wealthy he is, like where he wants to be now. Like he has cut off all those from like lame ass lines I used to hear before. Like he'll pop 6 pills and then he's high on a kite. Like. All those things that you barely hear him say, all these kind of stuff anymore. Like, I think he's more of an adult now, Sha. So, like, I think everyone is evolving, Sha. So, man. But there's so much Nigerian music, man. There's so many Nigerian music to talk about. Let's feel these international artists.
Yeah, which songs, like, came out?
Let me go to my playlist, man. Aquafina. I don't think we talked about Aquafina. That's a double song.
We didn't drop that last episode, so...
Exactly. Like, that song is still a classic. Till now, like I was out this weekend, and trust me, they played it like twice, and I'm like, hey, this song is still out there.
Layo, play this song. The Donation. I saw this snippet on Twitter, and I was like, I have to find this song.
He don't know the border, cause he gets it for stars.
Yeah, after Shalom.
Like something like.
Yeah, this fire.
Yeah, like the song. Like, for the beginning of the song, you know some kind of song that you just have in place.
Yeah.
Buju also dropped.
Buju. Dropped
a single. Yeah, Prayer. He dropped Prayer.
How do you guys feel about Papilo? You don't like the song? Do you like it?
It's catchy.
I like it.
But how many times do I want to play this song? That's my question. Because this kind of song that I played out to get tired after hearing that.
Okay.
Yeah. I like the way you said okay.
Yeah. I mean, like it's catchy. You know, it's nice. It's catchy. Trying to do. Yeah.
You're not gonna play the game, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but that's the thing about Odumodu, bro. That guy, like, I'm like, bro, this guy is still. He still feel like he's really raw, bro. Like,
he's very raw. He's very vulgar. He's very niche. Like, yeah, he is very raw. But I mean, to me, I like him. I like him, man. My favorite song is the song with J Popper. Like,
I go do well, man.
But
Girl Next Door is also a nice track. That's Tyler featuring Asta. Tyler, I think she's a UK babe also. I don't really know much about it, babe. But she's not based here, but she's Nigerian, as you can hear. But like, the song with Asta is dope, man. Like, Girl Next Door, that's the name of the song. Who else again? Bella Shmurda dropped with Tiwa. That's also a nice ass. It's still popping.
Bro, we didn't play that jam, bro.
Yeah, NSV. That's a jam, trust me.
Yeah, bro, because I saw that Tiwa drop. That's a snippet.
Yeah, no, trust me. That song is a jam. Like, it's a jam that you will add to your playlist.
Say right NS now. What?
NSV.
Yeah. Tiwa is a vibe, bro. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, she's a baddie.
Have you heard the Doggy Dog remix?
No, I didn't hear the original one, man.
The remix.
By Odumodu, Abi.
And Belashmada and Santi.
Now I did. Will I say I need to get it? Will I say I don't want
use?
Will I show them last and put on their back? Show me that. I can never lie, put it on my face. I feel right, but they go see that. It is very bad. Look how well that is gone. She can never lie, I did treat her well.
Anything I want, I'm gonna get. Put me on the spot, you know, be threat, I know the fear. I'm the fearless nigga that you heard about. Then, now I'm forever, let me go dance. Then, give them everything they said I'm blessed. So the mood, now you we count on. Take us to the promised land, we bank on. Shout hallelujah, brother. Doing say my resume. Did this like an Israelite? Aaron, all my brothers, then be follow come. Sharper than a porcupine, defending the predator. Akuruba. My baby, give me a bit. Kidela, for my ya.
It's one a doggy dog, I stand in front of warrior. Ha la la la, it's sunk in a buster. From the day them bomb me, aro machina. All the money the prince have on the fitted lamba. Santi no mula run, Jamina they can't keep up. Take it.
That's mad, dude.
What do you do, Koloba?
That's rather really dope. You smoke that song. Santi to do this thing. Like, yeah, that's a good song.
Yeah.
Which other songs came out, man? Did you miss anything?
And Joe Boy dropped an EP. Then One Day's album.
No, so Amadi dropped too. Did anybody listen to that?
Bruh, I only heard one song. And trust me, that song is dope. Paper.
Bro, I heard it's good. Motolani said it's the album of the year so far. In Nigeria, and I was like, okay, like,
are you serious?
Bro,
that was after
that's high praise. That's high praise. I think Motolani is like, because you know, he knows his music.
Then Joe Boy drops. Joe Boy's EP is not, it's Joe Boy to get, like, it's all right. I like few songs from it. Add it to my playlist. That's fine by me. Like, Adekule dropped like two different tracks. I like one. Do You Mind? That's a really dope song. I like that song so. Who else again? There's this jam now that is busting my head. It came out last weekend. J5 and Lo J. You guys should try it, man. You can even play right now. Like that song is
never play that one.
Yeah, that's a nice jam. Like Lo J, there's something about Lo J's voice, bro. Like the guy is just so organic. Like when you hear him, you know that he made the song from scratch. Like he didn't go and start chewing him out. He probably sat down to write itself. Like
Libyanka is on it too.
Yeah, Libyanka is on it. Yeah, exactly.
Baby, it's the shot of Casamigos in my cup. I'm a little drunk, but I still ain't had enough. Cause I miss you more. Girl, it's been so difficult to ease up when you're gone. It's a little rough, so I had to write a song. And I hope you sing along. Yolo,
yeah, I mean the song just goes like that. It's really nice, man. Like the song is nice. Then Bad Boy Teams, I don't know you guys fuck with that guy, but I really like the guy, man. Like yeah, guys, yeah, he dropped a song with Buju.
We had him on the podcast now.
Yeah, we actually did.
For real?
Yeah, we had him on the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, like the album was decent. I'll use that word decent. Like
he dropped the whole album.
I think it was an EP. Yeah. I think it's more like an EP, not an album. You know, these days, most of these guys, they don't drop like 10, 20 songs. Everybody just wants to drop like 6, 7, you know.
Yeah.
And yourself. But the song with Buju, I don't know. For some reason, I didn't like it, man. And I really wanted to hear that song. Like,
do you guys think Buju is beginning to cast? Like,
bro, what? That's what I thought too. Who's let me know. Like, cast? after hearing that song, I was like,
He's kind of been recycling the same melodies now for a while now.
Like,
songs are having the Ashake effect, kind of, but it's just the way we with his melodies, like it's kind of like the same, like how
yeah, you know what? Play that song so you guys know what I'm actually talking about, or what Sultan is talking about, please.
Would you? Which one exactly?
No, the Bad Boy Teams and Buju. The name of the song is Make
Pray.
Sense.
Is it Prayer or Make Sense?
No, Make Sense. No, Bad Boy Teams and Buju.
Okay. Come on, it didn't make sense.
You wish that's what he said.
Hey, hey. I live spiritual. Shock your back alone. You see, I see Deco. I'm a Pacino. Shout out to my people, sir. My boy teams, and then you know. She's just official. Grant him Otaku, sir. I stand right for the Oso. See me Kateo, like Tony Montana. Word is man in a tayo, man is official. Cast to my people, sir. See now I dare drink up and shamaya. And I see you now up. And I came here to fire. So don't try to kill my fire. Yeah. Drink up and shamaya. And I see you now up. And I came here to fire. So don't kill my fire. Yeah.
It will never make sense. If I get money, I'm a guy. Them say them no girl, it will never make sense. If I get baby and your body won't come lick him, you know tell. It will never make sense. If I get in excess and I won't give and you no Greek or less. It will never make sense. If I dey for the convoy and my body no day. It will never make sense. It will never make sense. It will never ever ever make sense. It will never make sense.
I don't think that song can ever make sense, yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, I feel it was a waste of feature because even song the chose like the choice of song was the wrong one for Buju to start with.
Yeah.
You should have given Buju the chorus to start with, and then I don't know, man, do something else because you're just saying no, makes sense, not makes sense. Like,
yeah,
I think, I mean, if after listening to the like the rest of the songs on the EP or album, whatever, you would like, you could pick some one or two songs to add to your playlist. Like, we tried, Sha. I have like at least some several songs on the playlist, not so bad. I almost, it's not a one to go, you get so shit. I didn't have to say that, but like, yeah. It's all right. Then Borge drops.
He drops volume 2, right? I haven't listened to it yet.
I mean, the only song I picked for me it was the one with Asta. I really love that song, man. That song is dope. Line of Fire. That song is really dope, man.
What then, do you feel about, so far, though? Yeah. What do you feel about the project so far, though? The Buju and the Borge one?
The thing is, I've not listened to it, man. I've not listened to the whole thing. I picked the Teiwa song because I'm a big Teiwa fan. Like, and then obviously I added it to a different playlist because it's more like an alti vibe kind of song. Then the one with Asta is nice. Like the song that you, if you slap right now, you might pick it up. So if you, then See Me is a, he did that one on the Colors show. I've heard that one from Wow. And then, which other song? Too Bad. Too Bad came out as a single, but I didn't really like the song. I don't know why. I don't think so many people like the song too, but it is what it is. But yeah, it's average. He also has a song with Odumodu, which I've not listened to, but I think I should give the album a try. It's just time. I've not just had time for that guy, man. Porch. And then, yeah. Who else again dropped? Okay, we've already talked about Shakir and Lamide and my piano. Okay, yeah, this guy Ruga. Ruga dropped about 2 weeks ago or so, 3 weeks. Jonesin Boy, which is also like, is big, right? That song is quite big, man. Like, I don't know, the thing about Ruga, the guy is like, he drops one song or two, because I think he dropped two that weekend, and then he goes off. Like, he's not this kind of person that pushes music. The guy will just post music and then drop it. And then if people like it, it's the numbers that will do it for him. That kind of person. Like, he's not someone that you'll be seeing him posting that, okay, I just dropped song or doing skits or like people dancing to his music on TikTok, that kind of person. Like, you barely see his stuff like that. But he's still out there. Like, people love him. See right now that he's touring and then he's rocking girls on stage and stuff like that. I don't know if you guys have seen that shit.
Ruga.
Yes, that is rocking.
It's been going crazy on tour. Like,
bro, guys, he's enjoying his tour right now, man. Like, every tour date now, he's having girls on stage just to, like, dance with him, which is good. I mean, Chris Brown did it too, so like, I don't know if I'm judging.
I can't imagine being a celebrity, bro. Like, just being a... Bro, imagine being, like, Drake touring with your guys. Yeah, imagine the vibes. Like, the amount of babes you have access to, like...
That's bro, be so... And like,
and it's not dead babes too. Tens.
Of, well, that's what I'm saying now. Like, it's where you're at. Like, the people you're with. These are the kind of section of girls that
ordinary Ruga. Like, bro, you look like he was having fun. So I can't even imagine like a more established or big ass celeb.
Tell you, man. Like, imagine Bonas or boss.
Imagine Wiz. Yeah. That's how you be getting hella bitches like pregnant or hella.
I'm dead. But yeah, I mean, things will be happening, man. Yeah, I'm like, man, I want to catch a tour. Like, I want to go on a tour road, like a road, not just going to Ghana, like, not as a fan. Like, I want to be with the artists. Like, I want to see how, I want to see the effort they put into doing these things, man. Like, I just want to experience one person's. Like, I don't even mind who it is, whether it's Loji or anybody that is. Like, I know, but yeah, I just want to have that fun. Like, I want to enjoy what these people are going through, man.
Because I think we cover most of the new music.
Yeah, which our music, like...
Well, I mean, let's quickly talk about... So, guy, how's the climate been in Nige? Like, just moving up with new music now, like, when it comes to this whole Tinubu and all this stuff. So, like, what's with the thing Peter Obi is doing? Is that not relevant anymore? Like, what's going on, bro? I'm a little confused.
I think he's just taking his time to like go to court and like file for whatever that they are doing. I don't really know what they're doing, to be honest, man. I'm not following up. But I think it's going to end in vain. That's what I think. Because if it was meant to do, I've done anything, it's meant to be before the inauguration date, you get. But right now, it just looks like everything's going to be long. If there will be any criminal offense, they might just find Tinubu, and that would be the end. Like, they might just find him, like, send money, and that'll be all. Which I think he might not even pay
for. Like, there's any way Peter Obi can get him out of there.
Right now, I said if there was a way, they would have gone about it right before 29th ticket.
Yeah.
And the whole delay was just so that they let him know that there's nothing that he's going to do, even as much as he gets the evidence and stuff like that. Because I think I was seeing stuff like he went to court with some with some ballots, paper evidence and stuff like that, but then they threw the case away, that kind of thing. And they didn't want to attend.
Connived with the are we surprised, bro?
Yeah, bro. That's why I'm not even bothered about the news. Like anytime I just see Peter Obi in the news, I'm like, bruh, let it rest a bit. Like, we have a president, so I'm good with that. Like, I was even thinking the issue was going to be that day. I thought that 29 was going to be like a bloodshed kind of thing that people would be out there to kill, and they're like, you know, like crazy things would be happening. I feel it would have been that way if it was the other way around. If it was Peter Obi that won and Tinubu was going to like fight for his right, that kind of stuff. I feel that's when they would be having bloodshed. Because Peter Obi is a calm guy. He wasn't the one that was telling his fans that, come on, bro, there's no rioting. Y'all should just stay at home and chill. He gets like that's what he said himself. So like, come on. I think he knew he lost it and just wanted to just move on. And we're moving on, man. The country has moved on. I mean, 29 has passed already. It's already more than a week. Do you get a week? Let's say it's a week. So like, I beg, we have a president. We're going to rock the boat. The issue now that Mans are having is that the Guardian president said on his inauguration speech that. So he said on his inauguration speech that he was going to remove the subsidy, which is the wrong approach about anything. So, like, you don't say things like that because now petroleum companies are going to skyrocket their prices because there's a fear of they might not be able to get the price at which they want to buy or the price they've been getting because of you want to cut down the subsidy. I mean, is it right? Don't get me wrong, bro. Like, I'm not against it. I'm actually in full support of it. But it's the way to go about it. You don't say things out like that openly because you're working with there's Nigeria. The thing about Nigeria is that we import our oil. So we import our petrol and then we sell off our oil. I don't know if you understand how it works. It's more like we sell for them to help us and convert it to petrol.
Petrol and they import it back.
Yeah, exactly. So we are spending a lot of dollars that we don't have because obviously we are buying it in dollars. We're spending a lot of dollars that we don't have and it's devaluing the naira. And that's what it has caused this subsidy price to be that high because I think we're spending half of our national budget on subsidy alone. Like half of it is on subsidy. I think like about 7 trillion naira or something like that. Like the money is so ridiculous that, bro, we need to cut the shit off. Do you get? But it's the way he went about it that like wasn't the case for we Nigerians because now the petroleum companies all just skyrocketed their prices. Like that day, this thing went from 180 to like 408. I think it went to like 500 or so. Then the following day, it started coming down a bit. And then it's right now, it's 488, which is still crazy. Like, that's times two of the morning, guy. Yeah, that's a lot. You get what he should have done. I'm not an economist, I'm not a politician, but the logical part of what he should have done is not say anything about it. Do you get and cut it down? And then how he will go about cutting it down now is in, I think it's in like two different or three different forms. The best way I know about it is you pay off, which is a lot of money. I'm not saying it's easy, but you have to pay off these Nigerian companies that are willing to collect collect at the same price that they've been offering, which NNPC is the best because that's like the national petroleum company for Nigeria, you get. So if you give NNPC the price that you're ready to sell and they are buying it at that price and you flood them with a lot of petrol, like so many, like so much fuel. They will have so much fuel to give that when you're removing the budget or removing the money from the budget, they will still have petrol to sell. So it's not going, they will not have to now start increasing the price because they need to buy more petrol. Is that they already have the petrol. I don't know if you all seen the sense I'm saying. Do you get? I read it from like some politician I was talking about. Like he said, that would have been the best thing they should have done. Sell to companies, give them a lot of petrol. I mean, spend a lot of money giving them the petrol. So they have a lot of petrol to now, when you now remove the budget, it doesn't affect the economy because it will still be around the same price that they'll be able to buy the new one that you're influxing to the country. But the dickhead guy just came and said, it's cutting the shit off. And obviously, everybody was panicking now. Not us as citizens. I'm talking about like the petrol like companies, petroleum companies. Everyone was panicking. They're like, this guy wants to remove money from my hand. Well, let's skyrocket our prices already. And that shit just affected the whole economy. I mean, like, people were crazy rioting. Right now, I can only tell you that we're just enduring, man. We can't do anything about it.
Is it ever getting, do you ever feel like it's going to get to a breaking point for people, or do you think people are just going to keep adapting to lower and lower, lower, lower standards?
I think that's the country we live in, man. Like, when we were little, man, I can remember petrol being, was it 65 naira or so? So I think we as Nigerians, we're used to just adapting to whatever is being thrown at our face. We might complain or we might shout and whatever, but like, with time, we have no other choice but to endure and just adapt to it. Yeah, the same thing happened with dollar now. Like, we saw dollar rise from 400 to like 600 in like a couple of weeks. And then what did we do about it? Rant. But then dollar right now is still 700. I mean, black market, obviously, but like, that's where most people buy that dollar in it. So yeah, it's just crazy, man, bro. It's the country we live in, on.
I mean, hopefully it gets better, man. Guy,
I really hope so, but I don't believe so, if I'm being honest with you. I hope so, but I don't believe so, man. Like, I don't think it's good. I don't think our generation will see this country get better. I think we'll see it develop. Don't get me wrong. I think we'll see the country develop. Like, we might have some skyscraper buildings, all these kind of crazy things. We'll have technology here, all these stuff. But like, not better in the sense that like there's more employment or there's more like our poverty level has reduced. Like, I don't think that's going to be the case, man. Like, I don't think so. But I can only wish that happens, man. So at least I can have a plan that can enjoy still my future. But right now, let's leave it as that.
That is not it at all, man.
Bro, man, like, at all.
Oh, bro. Like, man. So hopefully everybody gets a chance to talk about at least, like, or most people that can. Like, man. But I know it's not easy. Like, it's a whole process, man. But, like, if you can.
It's a whole lot of fun, too.
Like, it's fun, too, yeah. You know, like, if I was, like, a millionaire and stuff, I'd be trying to help niggas come over here. I, like, them out with like a place to stay for some months and just help them find a babe, just marry and stay. Like, hey, that's really the best
way. Help them find a babe. I'm dead.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been.
I think it's been a good episode. Like, I think we can.
We've bantered for a longer.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, this has been the From Lagos to Love podcast. And yeah, thank you guys for listening. We'll see you guys later. Peace.
Yeah, peace, bro.